Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. It's a merge for Johnson Controls and Tyco. I'll look at the inversion deal and what this means for the U.S. economy coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Hello, everybody. Welcome from a very snowbound New York City on this Monday. Paul Vigna, Stephen Grosser, Kristen Schuller, Maureen Farrell. Nothing makes me happier than a chance to talk about Dennis Kozlowski, Maureen Farrell.
Happy we can harken back to the old days.
The glory days of the corporate scandals and Dennis Kozlowski.
It's amazing how Tyco hasn't sort of gotten rid of that infamous sort of, you think of Tyco
right.
And you think of...
They never will.
No.
They never, I mean, that was such a bad scandal. They never, well, I don't want to say never, but, you know, what are we, 13 years?
Yeah, still,
13, 14 years later, we're still talking about
party
what or... the company has done in the wake of that scandal,
yeah,
right, Maureen? And that's what we're talking about today with this Johnson Controls deal.
Well, I took a look back. So today they announced a big deal to buy or a deal with Johnson Controls. Johnson Controls will be moving from the U.S., its corporate headquarters, over to Ireland, where Tyco has been based for a few years now.
And Johnson Controls is doing the buying or is going to have the majority of
right.
the shares
exactly.
when this is all done.
So it's a typical inversion deal, the one that the Treasury tried to, the type of deal that the Treasury tried to crack down on last year. What we're seeing today between this deal, Pfizer Allergan, the $150 billion plus deal, is that it has not the Treasury crackdown has not had that much of an effect in actually stopping these inversion deals. We've seen about 12 in the 16 months since this crackdown, since they changed the laws, and it was about the same as the 16 months before that. So,
wow.
And we also, like, I mean, what I found interesting, you wrote a piece today, was that we think of inversions as just this recent phenomenon. But in fact, the breakup of Tyco, the taking apart of that company, has produced, what, 4 inversion deals
mm-hmm.
or something to that effect?
Yeah, multiple inversion deals. And Tyco, I mean, you thinking of its history, this goes back before, you know, Dennis Kozlowski became infamous. 1997, they actually did an inversion deal. They bought ADT, the alarm system. They were headquartered in Bermuda. And Dennis Kozlowski said, oh, you know, we structured this deal kind of unusually because they actually, ADT bought Tyco. ADT was much smaller, and it was an inversion deal, essentially. They moved their headquarters to Bermuda, slashed their tax bill. Eventually, they took off and went to Switzerland when the tax regime got a little more strict in Bermuda. And then more recently, they moved to Ireland.
Wow.
So
and they're just, they were, through Dennis Kozlowski's regime, they were just buying companies, right? A lot of deals. Kozlowski, bang, the scandal. And now they're just unwinding it.
Exactly. It's been like a long dismantling. But as you mentioned, Steve, along with this dismantling, a number of the companies that were headquartered in Ireland or Switzerland, all the different pieces of Tyco, have done their own inversion deals or own tax-cutting deals. So it's been this kind of wild tax-cutting story. But one company, one of the former pieces of Tyco, ADT, which originally got them to Bermuda, is the one piece that's actually based in the U.S., its headquarters now. But we did an article about it a year or so ago, and they said, don't worry, we're not going to pay taxes for like a decade. Our tax rate is like 5 to 8% because we have all these net operating losses. So, you know, we may be U.S.-based, but don't worry,
wow.
IRS, you're not going to steal that from us.
One of the other interesting facts sort of where Tyco's been in the news is Ed Breen, right, who's been running DuPont. Just he sort of made his bones in some ways you know, doing all the deals that broke up Tyco, and now he's at DuPont and just agreed to do a deal with Dow at the end of last year.
Yeah, he was the real architect behind the Tyco breakup. He got the pieces, pulled them apart quite successfully. I mean, kind of got helped get Tyco back on its feet after this major scandal.
And, you know, I know we don't have all that much time, so we have to go here, but it just continually amazes me. You see this, you know. These companies, they build and build and build, and then they break it apart, and they break it. And, like, where's the real value? I mean, I know they say they create shareholder value, but, like, what's the real lasting value to the economy? What's the point of all this? Well, someone's getting rich. I get it. But, I mean, is this really helping the economy? Is this really helping us?
I mean, take one piece. I mean, there is something to be said.
Throws his hands up like, oh
there's something to be said for, you know, the pieces and the pure play, not just for, you know, M&A banker and lawyers' wallets, but, I mean, we had one piece of it, Covidien, you know, just for example, of the former Tyco. They were focused on medical equipment, medical devices, and they really built up and became one of the world's largest maker of medical devices. And, you know, there is something to be said for the focus.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just sort of the boom years. I mean, what you see in the boom years where stock prices go up and investors reward you for doing deals to get bigger,
right,
increase your revenue, increase your profits through doing deals. And then all of a sudden you have a sort of downturn and, you know, or the, you know, the investors stop rewarding you and you start looking at which one, you know, you start looking at your segments more closely. You know, sort of, it's a very typical, I think, story that we saw in the 60s, you know, with the building of the conglomerates, and then the 80s, the taking apart of them. And, you know, sort of, you know, a similar story, right. I think.
You've got that book
90s.
On your desk. I noticed that, about the history of deal making.
I probably do.
Yeah, you definitely do.
The circle of corporate life.
Circle of corporate life. All right, let's leave it there on the circle. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at wsj.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.